motions under the governance of the Lord and His Word. And I think going back to James again, James says, submit to God and then resist the devil. Most of us want to resist the devil, including obesity and other problems in our lives. But what we don't want to do is first submit to God. That, I believe, is what Ron is bringing us to. We've got to submit to God's ways, getting in shape God's ways. This book, hardbound book, your gift of $25 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Plus, there is a free DVD, exercise workout DVD that comes with it. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. Get it on our website, saveus.org. That's www.saveus.org. Tell your friends, Romans, and countrymen about it. Become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And one more time, let's get in shape. God's way.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mr. E. Mord, who's a lawyer who's dealing with health rights issues, health legislation, the things that, of course, are under attack today. Our ability to buy the products that we want to keep us healthy, and there's increasing efforts on the part of Big Brother that wants to regulate everything from the automotive industry to the banking industry to the fishing industry to taking out dams. They want to tell us that all vaccines are great. Well, anyway, Mr. Emore deals with all of these issues, so let's get to him and get his views on what's going on today. Thank you very much for being with us this evening, Mr. Emore.
You're quite welcome.
So I'm going to let you pick up the story because you had a very interesting article. I think it was on News with Views. I just read it, but something you are in the front lines of this battle. Tell us about it, what our rights are, what we can do.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things is that the source of our problems today largely arises from actions that have taken place over the last 70 or 80 years. In the 1930s, the doctrine of separation of powers was respected by the Supreme Court, and they invalidated a number of pieces of legislation that were passed by Congress as part of the alphabet soup agencies that Roosevelt wished to implement. And that was because the Congress of the United States was delegating to independent regulatory commissions governing power, legislative, executive, and judicial power. And this ended with the court packing plan when Roosevelt, his attorney general, came up with a piece of legislation that would have added to the court new members based on age in order for the president to pack the court with New Deal proponents. And the consequence of that was what the newspapers of the time called the switch in time that saved nine, a reversal in the separation of powers doctrine such that these independent regulatory agencies could be formed and given governing power. Well, from the 1930s, 1938 to the present, over 183 of these entities have come into being, and they now exercise governing power to an extreme degree. Over 90% of all legislation that is imposed upon the American people today comes not from Congress and our elected representatives, but from the unelected heads of these bureaucratic agencies who are unaccountable to the American people, to the courts, and to the Congress. And so we have a bureaucratic oligarchy ruling this country instead of a republic, and that is why, at root, an entity like the Food and Drug Administration can get away with allowing substances like Vioxx to enter the marketplace and kill 60,000 American people with heart attacks and cause over 140,000 heart attacks total, because there is simply no check on the power of the Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. Any drug he may choose to allow to enter the market, even over the objection, as was the case in Vioxx, of the FDA's own medical reviewers. And so to feather his own nest, in order to ensure lucrative employment in the pharmaceutical industry when they leave the FDA, these political appointees frequently, as many whistleblowers have testified in Congress from FDA, allow unsafe drugs into the market.
Okay, well, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, you know, this really is a concern. I think we're increasingly seeing this autocratic programs being carried out. It said, you know, that President Obama has far more czars in positions of power regulating industry and the things going on in America today than the Romanovs had when they ruled Russia in pre-revolutionary Russia. So we should be increasingly concerned, and I share your concern about the FDA and the CDC and the NIH and all of these alphabet soup agencies, because the people go from there right on into industry many times, or they're rewarded in one way or another for serving the major pharmaceutical industries and other businesses while they are employed by the government, and then reaping tremendous rewards in golden parachutes afterwards. So what can be done, though? That's the question.
Well, there are a number of things that can be done. Congressman Ron Paul introduced a piece of legislation that I wrote for him called the Congressional Responsibility and Accountability Act. And this act is designed to restore the separation of powers, something Judge Ginsburg on the D.C. Circuit has declared to be part of a constitution in exile, along with the contract clause and other doctrines that were part of the Constitution at the founding, have been eschewed by the courts, and the reason is that it's the courts largely defend the growth of the regulatory state and have since the late 1930s. Well, this bill, the Congressional Responsibility and Accountability Act, would not allow a regulation to be implemented until Congress passed that regulation into law through the manner in which the Constitution prescribes for the passage of laws. So What has become a convenient means for elected representatives to increase their reelectability and decrease their involvement in controversial issues, that is, the delegation of governing power from Congress to these agencies on all issues of importance, would end with the passage of this bill, which would force Congress to again take direct responsibility for the laws, as the Constitution requires in Article 1. That the Congress make the laws, and not that Congress be allowed to delegate away the power to make these laws.
And certainly we see this in the environmental issue. You know, we have here in California a major disaster in the Central Valley, where certainly place where so much food has been produced for many, many years, sort of the breadbasket of America, is lies dry in parts today because of a 3-inch smelt, and everybody says, well, there's nothing we can do. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mr. Emords is simply talking about the fact that he's written a piece of legislation that Congressman Ron Paul has introduced, and the whole idea is that Congress is going to have to accept responsibility for what goes on. And of course, Congress says, and people in government say, well, there's nothing I can do. I was using an example, the terrible tragedy that has befallen the Central Valley of the United States, where large segments of one of the most fertile lands in the whole world, the breadbasket of the United States, the fruit bowl of the United States, a major food producer, now lies fallow and dry simply because they can't get any water, because a series of bureaucrats have decided that they have to preserve a 3-inch smelt in the river delta, so they can't let the farmers have the water. It's got to be flow out to the ocean to preserve this 3-inch smelt, and the governor of California says there's nothing I can do, and the president says, gee, there's nothing I can do, it's all we're a nation of laws. We've got to go along with the nation laws, and Congress says there's nothing we can do because the bureaucrats have decreed this. And so isn't it very convenient for everybody to be able to pass the buck and say, well, you know, there's nothing I can do to help you. I'm just terribly sorry. Why, we're going to have to start importing food from other countries because, after all, we are a nation of laws, and we have to protect the 3-inch smelt.
Quite right. You know, the founders of this country predicted this concentration of power, and you'll find that reference to the spirit of the laws by Montesquieu is quite common among the founding generation. They respected the notion that without the separation of powers, that is, if any two of the three governing powers were co-located in a single person or group, that would be the end of liberty and the birth of tyranny. James Madison, for example, said that if the legislative and executive powers or the legislative and judicial powers were combined in one or a few hands, that would be the very definition of tyranny. And that is because when you allow bureaucrats like this to possess the power to create the rules, to judge to apply the rules and to judge the application of the rules, then you have a judge, a jury, and an executioner combined, and you have a person who can use the law to pursue their own self-interest. And invariably what you find is that these individuals do that very thing, pursue their own self-interest at the expense of the American people, and there's no accountability for it. The courts have a very low standard of review, which is so deferential it upholds these acts by these bureaucrats. The Congress turns their eyes away from this and washes their hands of the affair, saying they don't have any power to intervene. They do indeed, but they wish not to, because that would mean they'd have to take one side or another and engender political opposition. And the American people have no ability to remove these people from office, because they weren't elected in the first place. They're unelected. They function as autocrats. And we have lost liberty as a result. We are not, the essential defense of liberty in this country is a republic. The Declaration of Independence aptly describes a republican form of government as one in which the rights of the governed are protected first and foremost by government. That is, just governments are instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed. And when governments become destructive of that end, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. So we left a autocratic regime of George III in the American Revolution, and we created this extraordinary thing, a republic, to ensure that powers would not be co-located and that dictatorial rule would not take place. But then within 300 years, we have reestablished, unfortunately, as they predicted, a system of governance in which autocrats again rule, a bureaucratic oligarchy instead of a republic.
Well, is there any support in Congress for your legislation that Congressman Ron Paul introduced? In other words, how can we get Congress to act responsibly and to do what the average individual wants? The average individual is concerned about the loss of freedom, and most people, even whether they're on the left or the right, are very, very concerned with what's happening to our country. There aren't very many people who want to destroy the farming here in California to preserve a 3-inch smelt. I mean, certainly, if you were to poll 100 people, you might find one or two would go along with that. But the other 98, what about their rights? And certainly now we're increasingly having to import food from other nations as our farming industry is destroyed. But then almost every industry, lumber, automotive, financial, certainly the major industries, mining, they're all being undermined by one major another through this this bureaucratic oligarchy. What is the attitude within the House of Representatives and the Senate towards trying to remedy the situation, limit the power of the federal government, and leave it up to California whether we want to destroy our industry or not?
Well, I'm sorry to say that there are precious few members of Congress who have any interest whatsoever in opposing this behemoth that has been created over the last 70 years. And the reason is that it's in their self-interest not to oppose it. If they oppose it, if they favor this bill, the Congressional Responsibility and Accountability Act, they will strike a blow, a significant blow, against tyranny and in favor of liberty and a restoration of the separation of powers. But at the same time, they must then, as the bill's name indicates, accept responsibility and accountability for the lawmaking of this government. And the reality of that is that there will be, if that is the case, there will be far fewer people who can make a lifetime out of being a member of the United States House of Representatives or a United States Senator, because they would have to take a position on these controversial issues. And the consequence of that might be grave for those who are in office. So it is perceived, and that's why Congress has so readily delegated away the vast majority of power to govern in this country. It's ironic that when people go to the polls and they vote for a member of Congress or their senator, they think that they, after listening to these people or hearing about their platforms, that they're ushering in someone who will do something substantial or meaningful to affect their lives. And invariably they find, to their great disappointment, that that is not the case, and that they really have virtually no change in the relationship between the government and themselves. And that is because these individuals are mere puppets in most instances. They really do not have governing power. They have delegated it all away. They can take it back, but to do so means that there will be less reelectability. They will be accountable and responsible for more of what government does. And that is something they definitely don't want to do. So it is, the sad reality is that it is in their self-interest to be cowardly and not responsible for the lawmaking of the government.
I had a very good friend one time, his name was Tom Anderson. He said, you know, most congressmen aren't dedicated to the right or the left. They're dedicated to staying in office, and that's why they do what they do, and so they don't want to rock the boat. And that, I really think, is what, in essence, is what you're saying. So what can we out here, you know, across America, who represent the feelings, I think, of the vast majority of Americans, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, what can we do to force the congressmen to act responsibly?
Well, I've written a book called The Rise of Tyranny, in which I discuss the problem, the historic origins of it, and then I offer a series of solutions to it. And these solutions are manyfold, and they require us to be vigilant. The first is to vote out of office these rascals. If you have an incumbent congressman who is not signed on to Congressman Ron Paul's bill, and that means everybody but Congressman Ron Paul, the first thing to do is to call his or her office and to ask them to do it. And if they won't do it, vote them out. There's nothing more fundamental to a member of Congress's purpose than to be responsible and accountable for the laws of the federal government. That's their constitutional duty. And if they won't sign on to a bill that simply asks them to be responsible and accountable for the laws, then they shouldn't be in office. So we use our vote to vote out of office the rascals who are responsible for this mass delegation of power. That's the first thing we can do. The second, of course, is to work diligently and ask these members to support this bill, and then to support Congressman Ron Paul's efforts to get support for these measures by joining things like Campaign for Liberty or affiliating yourself with Congressman Ron Paul's activities on these bills. And then the third thing is to pass a number of other bills. We have the audit the Fed bill, which would open up the Fed to greater scrutiny. That should pass Congress. We have the other bills that I've written for Congressman Ron Paul, the Health Freedom Protection Act, which would strip the Food and Drug Administration of authority to censor in advance, that is, impose a prior restraint on the communication of truthful nutrient disease information, which is essential. And then also I have a bill that I've written for him called the Freedom of Health Speech Act, which would strip the Federal Trade Commission of the power to shift the burden of proof from the government to prove that speech is deceptive to the party accused. Presently, we have a situation in which the Fifth Amendment has been gutted, because if you're accused of deceptive advertising, you're presumed guilty of that civil offense unless you can prove to a near certain degree that what you said is true.
Hold up. We'll be back here in just a moment. And, of course, they should be able to prove what you're saying is false. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, I certainly concur with you, and it would seem that almost we live in a world gone mad, where, of course, the law-abiding citizen is made into a criminal. And
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
One example of a gentleman who was instrumental in getting legislation in the Medicare drug bill that would prevent the government from trying to get the best price that they could for drugs from companies. Instead, they would pay whatever the drug company wanted. Certainly, Mr. Walker from the GAO said that, you know, within a relatively few years, this one provision alone would bankrupt the United States. But the congressman who got this through, became part of the law, costing a fantastic amount of money. That congressman, of course, when he left Congress, was employed then to the pharmaceutical industry with a job that pays him $2.5 million a year. But then, of course, as I point out so often, why people, well, when Bill Clinton retired from the presidency, he was given a contract to write a book, he got $10 million advance. Now the Pope, with the 1.25 the billion followers, the Pope of Rome only got $8 million, but Bill Clinton got $10 million for his book. Not only that, but the Clinton Foundation has received $494 million from grateful companies throughout the world for Bill Clinton's fine morality and the example he set for the youth of our country. This is after, of course, he left office. But you're never going to hear about almost $500 million funneled to poor old Bill Clinton, who's been so abused by the media. And, of course, it's all for services rendered. Certainly Alan Greenspan, I think he got $8 million for his memoirs, as did Hillary, the same amount as the Pope of Rome got. And he has, of course, 1.25 billion followers. Anybody who thinks that this is simply a payment for the books has to be sadly mistaken. This is payment for services rendered, and it's about time. We recognize that when you have a society where there is no moral foundation, where we've taken God out of school and people are not answerable to a higher force and a higher being for the evil and wicked things they've done, why should we be surprised when we see this sort of thing? But you go right ahead.
Well, it's James Buchanan, who's a Nobel laureate, got his Nobel Prize for this theory of economics, the public choice theory, very well established based on his study of the government. This industry capture movement, it's called, how industry, perceiving that it has a very great stake in assuring that regulation has an anti-competitive effect against its competitors but ensures its own position, will lobby the agencies and Congress to adopt regulations or legislation that imposes barriers to entry on putative public interest grounds. So you have a public interest veneer that is on the surface, but underneath the surface there really is the motivating factor, which is to create costly barriers of entry that will inhibit competition and enhance their interests. We can readily see this happening in the supplement industry. Dietary supplements have become a maturing industry. It used to be characterized by a high degree of competition. Members of the industry were pretty much libertarian in their sentiments. Well, this has changed as the industry matured and competition became more extreme. The leaders of the industry perceived their own best interest to be served by going in and lobbying the government for barriers to entry. So their major trade association, the Natural Products Association, went to the Food and Drug Administration and actually presented the agency with cradle-to-grave regulations governing everything from the source products to the finished products, and asked that the agency adopt these extreme rules, over 1,000 pages, as good manufacturing rules. And this would mean, effectively, that the control over what, how supplements are made and how they are held and distributed would be extremely heavily regulated by the FDA. And the costs would be high, very high, over $150,000 a year per facility. Well, the FDA gladly adopted this regulation and now is imposing it, and estimates in its own rule that fully one-third of the industry will be eliminated by the imposition of the regulations, that the cost of dietary supplements will rise, and that the variety of available supplements will be diminished. And it admits that the impact of the rule will fall hardest upon new market entrants and upon smaller companies.
In other words, it's all about doing away with competition. We believe in freedom for ourselves and not for others. We'll be back in just a moment with Mr. Jonathan Emort. Well, why don't you go right ahead, because I think what you're saying I agree with totally, and I think you've really, of course, really focused in on the real problem we have, which is everybody's against, of course, government regulation, unless, of course, it helps them. The farmer wants freedom, but, of course, he wants his stipend. Certainly he wants to protect his turf, the physicians. Rugged individualists, but certainly we want to maintain our share of the money that's coming in from the federal government, and certainly we don't want anything done to regulate us, because we're here to help the people. And each group has its own interests, whether it be the nursing group, whether it be the chiropractors group, or whether it certainly be one industry wanted to use the power of government to regulate another industry. And, of course, it all gets down to one basic idealistic concept. It's known as greed. You go right ahead.
Well, that's certainly true. And those that are in positions of governance in such a circumstance are the ones who actually enjoy the maximum amount of freedom, while those who are governed end up being enslaved. It is the inverse of the very proposition upon which this country was founded, that the people were to be sovereign and that governments were instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed. We have an environment that has, over time, ensconced into the law a fundamental shift in the protection of the laws. The laws were initially, in our early Republican period of government, we were a nation that strongly defended property rights, defended contract against government, defended property rights against government, and defended individual liberty when individual liberty was sacrificed against the state. And then over time, that was transformed into an environment in which civil liberties were defined as those that did not involve property rights, this being antithetical to the notion that was common in the founding period. Indeed, James Madison said that one has a property in the faculties of one's mind. Your own thoughts and your own words are actually your property, and so property rights were thought to embrace all other rights. Well, this was shifted after the Great Depression, so that property rights were segregated from liberty rights, and as a consequence, they began to derogate or reduce the degree of protection accorded property, such that now, in the law, it's no longer the case.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mr. Jonathan E. Moritz. He's a lawyer who's certainly written a number of bills that have been presented by Dr. Ron Paul, who certainly is a physician and a congressman, but an honorable man, one of the few people back there in Washington, who's trying to get back to the concepts of our Constitution, known as Dr. No, because, of course, he frequently was the only person expressing the concept of negativity or voting no on legislation because it isn't constitutional. And that's what Congress is supposed to use as their criteria for their vote. But since most of the congressmen really don't believe in the Constitution or understand the Constitution, why, of course, they will go right along with whatever seems like a good idea. What's wrong with helping people, even if it just, isn't quite constitutional? Well, before we go on, let's get our telephone number out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, if you have a question for our guest, Mr. Jonathan E. Moritz. But before we go on, I want you to, of course, get your website out, your contact information, and how people can get copies of your book or books.
Well, they can simply go to Amazon.com and look up The Rise of Tyranny by Jonathan E. Moritz, and they can acquire the book that way. And they can also go to my website at emoritz.com and learn about these bills that we've written for Congressman Ron Paul, and learn about some pieces, some litigation that we've commenced against the Food and Drug Administration, 3 separate lawsuits to challenge FDA censorship of nutrient disease information and to challenge this regulation that would imposed these good manufacturing practices upon supplement companies. It's kind of a euphemism for really what it really is, an evil effort to deprive these companies of the opportunity to remain in market, even and most particularly in instances where there is no proof whatsoever that their finished products are harmful. The regulation that we've challenged is quite ambiguous, but it would allow the government to declare a company guilty of a crime of adulteration for inadequate record keeping, that being a subjective determination, even in the absence of any proof whatsoever that their finished products are harmful. So it enables the government to declare their products adulterated when those products are perfectly safe upon finding an irregularity in what are some 10,000 different rules that apply to how they keep and record documentation that the government now under this rule requires.
Well, Sydney, our telephone number, if anybody's out there and has a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and, you know, having dealt with the government, why, you're sort of darned if you do and you're darned if you don't, and they can target anyone they want to and destroy them or tie them up indefinitely in litigation, as we've seen with people like Dr. Brzezinski, who had a very effective cancer treatment. They did not want it released. It would have saved thousands or hundreds of thousands of all of the lives of the people suffering from cancer. And the FDA set out to send Dr. Brzezinski to prison. They spent millions of dollars prosecuting an innocent man who is helping people. And I'm sure you're probably well aware of the case. And it's really a great travesty of justice, but power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely everyone, and especially the people working for the government. So, Sydney, what are your chances of getting these cases actually heard, Sydney? Are they going to be able to get these cases into court? It's going to be extremely expensive. Do you have any help? Or do you need people to contribute and support what you're doing?
Well, there is a opportunity for the public to contribute. We'd be greatly appreciative of that. There's a website called FDA Litigation Fund. .com, and you can make a contribution to help pay for the litigation through that. I must say that this is a true constitutional crisis, and let me underscore that point by explaining that we have defeated the Food and Drug Administration, that is, my firm has defeated the FDA on behalf of its clients on First Amendment grounds on four consecutive occasions, including in the landmark case called Pearson versus Shalala, and three other cases after that. And yet, despite the court's direct mandate to this agency to abide by the strictures of the First Amendment and not censor this truthful information, the court demanding that FDA favor disclosure over suppression of truthful speech, the FDA has contumaciously refused to abide by these court orders, has not even cited them in its decisions, and continues to suppress these very claims. To give you an example, we first defeated FDA on its censorship of the folic acid neural tube defect risk reduction claim. That is, every woman of childbearing age should consume 400 micrograms or more of folic acid daily to reduce by at least half the risk of a neural tube defect birth. David Kessler, then FDA commissioner, censored that claim, did not allow it to be made on any product containing folic acid for a period of 4 years, during which time there were an estimated 2,500 preventable neural tube defect births each year.
For our listeners out there who really don't know what a neural tube defect is, it's a, what they call a spina bifida, where a child is born and their spinal cord, instead of being encapsulated and protected within the bony structure of the back, is simply sitting out in the open, and of course very subject to trauma, and many of these children would develop a paralysis or bladder and bowel, very tricky repairs necessary, and totally unnecessary if you take folic acid. And the government knew that, but they would not allow that. At one time, of course, we reinforced many of our foods with folic acid, and they took it out. Why would you do something like that unless you wanted to hurt children? And why would you suppress the information so that pregnant women would know the importance of taking adequate folic acid? So go right ahead, Mr.
Well, this was done by David Kessler, commissioner of the FDA, who himself was a pediatrician. And it was done because if a dietary supplement, a non-drug substance, is allowed to make a claim that shows that the product has a treatment effect, the notion then was that if such a claim were to enter the market, consumers would invariably associate foods with treatments, and as a consequence would look to foods perhaps as an alternative to drugs. So they wished to maintain an iron grip on this prior restraint so that only drug substances could have the economic benefit of being able to make these claims. In other words, they wished to maintain a monopoly on treatment information solely for drugs.
But of course, there is no drug that would prevent, to my knowledge, would prevent a neurotube defect, a spina bifida, from developing. The only thing, is there any other way besides adequate folic acid to prevent this, a preventable disease that's crippling children?
Not that I'm aware of, but it was the notion itself, that is, that a drug substance that is something that could treat disease would not be going through the FDA's approval process that shocked the commissioner into acting and doing something utterly reprehensible, because they wish to protect their regime. They wish to keep in place this system that only allows treatment claims to be made for FDA-approved drugs. And the prior restraint here has enormous anti-competitive benefits for the drug industry. It costs over $200,000 just to file a drug application. It costs over $600 million to obtain the necessary information to fill that drug application. And as a consequence, the only people who can play this game of getting a drug approved are the largest state-sponsored monopolies in the world, the drug industry. And a scientist or a physician who happens upon a substance that has a curative effect is absolutely out of the game, cannot get that substance approved as a drug by the FDA. It is simply impossible, not economically able for that person to get that drug into the market lawfully. And there's a farmer who in Iowa who injected the udders of cows with Lyme's disease, with the virus, and was able to produce in the colostrum an elixir that, when consumed, would actually combat the Lyme's disease because of the antibodies created in the colostrum. And Congressman Berkeley Bedell, who was a congressman from Iowa, contracted Lyme's disease, was on his deathbed, and this farmer who he knew said, I think I might be able to help. Here's what I'd like to do. And he did it, and he gave Berkeley Bedell that elixir, and Berkeley Bedell recovered. And this farmer, upon Berkeley Bedell, unbeknownst to him, as soon as Berkeley recovered, he was so pleased by what had happened, he began to communicate the information publicly. And the effect of that was to cause this farmer to be arrested, prosecuted, and thrown in jail for selling an unapproved drug. So much for trying to help your fellow man.
And you tell stories like that, and people say, that couldn't be going on. I mean, this is simply a milk and milk product, you know. Why would you want to throw somebody in prison for helping? And you have to understand that there are people who have a different worldview, and of course, this is what we talk about all the time. I'm sure you probably have lots of stories like that to tell, don't you?
Well, that's true. It's unfortunately the case that we represent about 450 different companies in the United States, and these occurrences are common. They happen every week. We hear of some ridiculous prosecution. In fact, just a short time ago, cherry farmers contacted us in Michigan and informed us that the Food and Drug Administration was threatening to prosecute them for selling cherries with the claim that cherries might reduce the risk of arthritis. They had found that cherries, the antioxidant activity in cherries, had actually done scientific studies. It showed that people with rheumatoid arthritis received relief from consuming certain kinds of cherries, and so they began to communicate that information to people, and as soon as that happened, the FDA stepped in and said, your cherries are drugs, they're unapproved, and you're going to be prosecuted. Now, what nonsense is that? People don't realize that if you were to sell prune juice, for example, I don't think there's any person on earth who would say that prune juice is not treatment for chronic constipation. But if you put that very thing that everyone knows to be true on the label of a prune juice bottle and put it in the market, you would immediately, if you sold that juice, be liable to the Food and Drug Administration for violating the criminal provisions of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. You could be incarcerated, your products could be confiscated and destroyed as contraband, and you could be barred from selling prune juice forever. So it is the case that although you may think that you exist in a free environment, when you're in the grocery store, one of the most prolific marketplaces on earth, you are denied fundamental information about what those food elements that you eat do to you. And there's an enormous body of science in the academia that will never reach the marketplace because the FDA stands in the way.
Well, of course, on the other hand, they allow things which are deadly, which are carcinogenic, which, of course, will destroy the mind. For instance, one instance would be aspartame, which certainly produces pathological obesity and certainly has a deleterious effect on the brain because an excitotoxin destroys brain cells, and I'm sure you're well acquainted with that story, that here's a product which should never have been released. It was kept off the market because of the scientific knowledge about aspartame for many, many years, 15 years or more, and of course it wasn't until political pressure was put on the FDA, and they authorized it, and now there's just nothing that could be done, and they're poisoning our children, and they know they're poisoning our children, and of course the relationship to infertility, and certainly to affecting the mind and producing brain tumors. It's known to produce brain tumors, and yet they're allowing dangerous products to be sold, and ingested, the average American has no idea. On the other hand, something that's beneficial being actively suppressed today.
Well, it's certainly the case. The Food and Drug Administration, as I mentioned in my book, I explain in detail that FDA has approved over 30 drugs, and I could list it more than that, but 30 very popular drugs. FDA has approved over the medical reviewers' objections at the agency. These are career scientists, physicians, were asked to evaluate the safety of these drugs. They've come to determinations that the drugs are not safe. What has happened is that these individuals have had their reports suppressed within the agency. They've been ostracized and penalized. They've been ordered to change their reports. All of this is documented in my book, but the information is public. It was communicated to Congress. Indeed, the Associate Director of the FDA Office of Drug Safety, David Graham, testified before Congress that FDA was hell-bent on approving drugs, even drugs that were unsafe, that virtually any drug that was in the pipeline was ordered to be approved, that the managers at FDA, political managers, pushed those drugs through, countermanded the scientific objections, and drug after drug he identifies as having been approved that were simply too unsafe, with serious consequences, death, liver failure, heart failure, all sorts of problems. And these drugs include drugs like Bextra, Vioxx, Theravent, an asthma drug, numerous drugs. Gardasil is a recent vaccine that was approved. Some 7% of those that take it, almost 1 in 10, will suffer adverse effects associated with that drug, and it's being promoted as a primary human papillomavirus protective that should be given to infants. The whole idea of this is reprehensible. Lack of safety testing, approval of drugs that are unsafe against the objections of the FDA's own medical reviewers. I list numerous medical reviewers in my book and their statements that they made. Many of them were really blacklisted and hammered by the agency.
Well, we're going to have to get hold of your book, and perhaps we can do some more direct interviews on that. But let's go to Dee, who's calling us from Spokane. Dee, did you have a quick question?
Well, it's more of a comment. Hello, Jonathan. I've long been an admirer of your legal efforts and your clients, Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw.
Well, thank you very much.
I can certainly attest to the brainwashing of attitudes physicians have about supplements. I applied to work as an organic farmhand earlier this year to a local physician who owns a substantial amount of land, and he was contemplating putting his land into production. And during the course of the interview, I posed the question, well, what do you think of food as medicine? Isn't it true that certain supplements can affect the trajectory of various disease processes? And he basically denied the whole concept.
Well, that's
unfortunate.
He thought
that it was all compartmentalized.
Well, that's unfortunate. Most doctors mean very, very well. We're going to have to educate them, and you're going to have to help us. Hey, we're out of time, Dee, but thanks very much. Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Jonathan Emort, talking about really one of the great tragedies of our time. Well, we've got Jack on the line from Michigan. Jack, do you have a quick question? We're almost out of time.
All right, Dr. Stan. Well, your guest mentioned...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, you know, America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620 or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his Brain Repair Formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special Brain Repair Formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
Misinterpreted to have exactly the opposite meaning of what it said. It's sort of like the First Amendment. I mean, everybody knows Congress will make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And that is why, of course, it's against the Constitution to have a cross in public land. Well, what is that? Congress will make no law. Well, we're out of time. We could go on for a long period of time. I hope we can get you back onto our network again in the not-too-distant future. I think your information is so vitally important, and we have to get people to understand what the issue is and, of course, dramatize this. And hopefully there are enough people out there who still value freedom that we will have something left to preserve as our society begins, I fear, to crumble in the coming years. Anyway, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. Once again, want to get your website out there?
It's emord.com. Okay. And I very much appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. You have a wonderful show, and I'm quite pleased to have been.
Thank you so much. Well, we have some other programs a little bit more a bearable time, and we'll give you a call off the air. God bless, and thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the program tonight. I think that Mr. Emord is somebody I haven't run into before, but certainly he has a very good pedigree being affiliated with our good friend Congressman Ron Paul, and you can see the recent article he wrote at newswithviews.com. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners, don't forget about our all-day meeting on the 25th of October, right here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay, beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and if you can make it, I think you'll be very pleased. All day long, you're going to need reservations, and we're bringing in speakers from all across America, indeed, across the world. We're bringing someone in from Europe, so we do hope that you'll be able to come. And then, of course, I do hope that you'll be able to purchase a case of the books. You won't certainly be a bill for the books unless we actually go ahead with the printing. But we need a weapon to explain to people what's really going on. You can get a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, ordinarily the book sell for $12.95, but for a suggested gift of $149.95, you can get 60 of them in a case, and you can give them away, you can sell them, you can do whatever you want to, but it's a weapon that can be used to get out an understanding of what's going on and who is responsible for the insane things that are taking place. So if you'd like to get a case, and we certainly will not utilize your credit card until we are all set and ready to go and we're getting a response on this, and we would need as many people joining us in this. We need 50 people, and we can actually go ahead with our printing. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. We're listing, certainly, there in the banners. You'll see a listing for a product that's put together by our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. It's called Brain Healing, because so many people have, they're getting forgetful. They're getting all sorts of problems. They're victims of chronic fatigue, which affects the mind, and Gulf War, and Anyway, of course, just go there and certainly they go right to their website. We think it's very important. We have the pictures of the lock boxes for weapons that you want a loaded weapon in your house. It should be in a lock box, and that's called V-Line lock boxes. A pretty good gift for your husband or your wife for Christmas time. A lot of things there. We just go to our website, radioliberty.com. And remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We have a great 4 CD set on the swine flu epidemic. Information you need to know. They're destroying the lives of unborn children and our future generations. And they know what they're doing, just like Dr. Kessler knew that he was condemning, you know, hundreds of children to be permanently crippled. But of course, why he did that. And he was a pediatrician. Some people hate children. Please pray for Radio Liberty. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, and we're going to be talking about certainly what's happening on world finances. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, as you've been watching the price of gold and silver here over the last week or two, we are entering what I believe, of course, is the demise of the dollar. And with that, the demise of the value of the life savings of so many Americans, and as they see the value of their pensions destroyed and their insurance policies destroyed and their annuities and their CDs and anything denominated in dollars. Gold was up to $1,044. I don't know where it closed today. Silver was pushing $17.50, may have backed off a little an ounce. But we're beginning to see the precious metals beginning to rise. And this is not happening by accident. It reflects the destruction of the monetary system, the fiat money system, which has ruled the world. As the whole world monetary system collapses, in my estimation, this is not happening by accident. It is happening by intent, as the invisible government of the United States systematically transfers the wealth and the manufacturing and the jobs of the American people to other countries and actively moves to lower the living standards in this country. They know exactly what they're doing. They intend to impoverish the American people, to create a two-tiered society, and of course to where there'll be a very wealthy group, and then there'll be the military and the police will be well paid to actually control the people who are allowed to continue living, because I think we're heading into a period of chaos and crisis unparalleled in human history. And with that as a background, Melody, how are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, where did gold and silver end today? Have any idea?
Well, yes, we had gold up at almost 1,046, and we had silver at 1,762, and looking at the aftermarkets, we have another strong showing in the aftermarkets. It continued to rise. Gold's up almost $6, and silver being up another 20 cents. So
Now, where does that put gold in the aftermarket?
1,051.
1,051. I mean, I haven't seen anything like this. Well, we did have a run like this a year and a half ago, I think it was. I believe it was in January of 2008, and then, of course, we saw the great dropout. But certainly, what do you attribute this to? Because this is really a momentous occurrence.
Well, it certainly is, and of course, it's we have considerable weakness in the dollar, but in which we've had before, but there's been numerous reports coming out this week about how these major nations are looking to replace the reserve currency, the U.S. dollar, with a basket of currencies that includes gold, and today including, there's been many reports that they're all disputing that report, and no one's ever said such a thing, but it's happening, and it's been in discussions, and I think we'll continue to see the weakness in the dollar, and all these things transpire over a very short period of time.
Well, I certainly was Sunday evening, was back in Western Virginia talking to a physician just back from Hong Kong who met one of the highest officials in the Chinese financial markets who told him the plan is for the six countries, that's probably the BRIC nations and France and the Arab nations, to create a new currency, an entirely new currency based upon the value of oil and gold, and of course to do away with the dollar. Well, if that report is indeed true, it's going to have a profound impact, as the $7 trillion, American dollars, that we've been exporting throughout the years, we've been exporting our inflation to other countries, and if the reports are true, and I believe they are, I believe, of course, the rise of the price of gold and silver is the canary in the mine shaft, foretelling what's coming on down the line. This is going to bring about that destruction of the currency that we feared for so long. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
Well, I agree, and if you turn to any news program, I was watching earlier today, the Larry Kudlow, I mean, he's certainly part of the system and everything, but all discussions were on gold, all discussions were on the dollar, and no one denied the fact that gold is going higher and the dollar is going lower. Various reasons for the event is certainly mixed, and of course the outcomes and what everyone should do is different, but the fact remains gold's going higher, the dollar's going lower, and so we'll see things reflect in and about. I mean, we have so many things that are coming this way, and we're certainly not on a recovery. In fact, with gold being at this level, there's no more discussions of a recovery. That sort of eliminated that talk. And, of course, with the unemployment, there's more talk, of that now getting worse and not correcting, and discussions of all the other problems that we have. And I think another important factor is it's the discussion of printing so many dollars, the discussion that we have an out-of-control spending in Washington and at the Federal Reserve, and that all these dollars being thrown at the market. People are now beginning to realize that, hey, you have to stop. And unfortunately, I still think people are beginning to realize it. A lot of people feel that there isn't anything that they can do about it, but perhaps maybe they can preserve their wealth a little bit by getting some gold and silver at this point in time. But they're still a little confused that seeing the Dow is still being able to maintain this level at 9,700. Many people are trying to still recoup their losses from what they've had in the markets earlier this year and last year, and so they're kind of just frozen, not sure what to do at this point in time. But there's a lot of mixed feelings. People they don't know what to do. And what's really sad is, they do listen to these programs, and they do decide to perhaps make a move into gold and hopefully they'll make the right decisions on the various products in which they can purchase, and hopefully they'll be okay that way. And we're going to continue to see the slide. We might be able to see.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Melody is simply talking about the increasingly people are beginning to realize that the dollar as we've known it, the currencies as we've known it, is going to come to cease to exist. In the not-too-distant future, countries throughout the world are turning against the dollar. I mean, you can't keep just printing fiat money and expect that people are going to accept monopoly money with nothing behind it. Now, at one time, of course, America was a great industrial center of the world, major manufacturer of the world. We had things that people wanted, but that isn't true anymore. We've transferred our manufacturing to other countries as part of this long-range plan to lower the living standards of the American people. We've actually doing everything we can to encourage our manufacturers to move overseas. We gave General Motors $50 billion to create new plants, and they are creating new plants. They're creating new plants in China. They're creating new plants in India. Oh, we forgot to tell them they were supposed to open those plants in the United States. And we gave Fiat Motor Company Chrysler so that they would open new plants in the United States. And they are opening new plants in Mexico and in Italy. Oh, shucks, we just forgot to tell them that this was supposed to benefit the United States, giving Chrysler to Fiat Motor Company. And they didn't have to put up one penny at all, not one penny. But, of course, they're opening new plants. But in other countries, Ford's opening new plants. They're opening a new plant in China. They're opening a plant in India that's going to produce something called the Figo, F-I-G-O. It is a very attractive car, and it's going to be producing a lot of jobs when that plant opens in India. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, these things aren't happening by accident. They just don't want the American people to realize that our leaders have a different world view. They intentionally want to impoverish our people. But what right do you have to be free? What right do you have a good level of living? I mean, just because you were born here? What have you done out there in the listening audience across America to try to preserve our freedom? And what are you doing today? Well, Melody said to me, have you seen a pickup over the last couple of days? I would think that people would be clamoring to get gold and silver before the price goes higher.
Well, you do have that, but then you also have the same old human, normal action where they're waiting for it to drop. You know, when you have these big runs up like we've had, in the past couple of days, you're going to see some sort of a pullback, just like we saw late last year. Before we had gold go up, and then we had $120 drop in gold prices. But we're not seeing this time, and so I think a lot of people are going to be surprised. And what's really going to happen is they're going to start chasing the market because they're going to be waiting for that pullback. It's not going to happen. Hopefully, it does, so that people can get lower gold. I don't think you can really plan on that this time. There's too much going on. We all know where this is headed. And, I don't know if we're going to have a little bit of a pullback tomorrow, the next day, or next week, but in the long term, it is going to go up. So if people want to do any type of cost averaging, they can. But I think at these prices, and I always said, once we broke through 1,000 and we stayed and we closed above 1,000 for a few days, a week, or whatever, it's going to shoot through 1,000 like, you're not even going to have the opportunity to buy it at $1,050. And you have to remember also, you can't buy gold at spot price. So you got to remember that your coin prices and all your other coins are just going higher and higher. Even though we're looking at spot at $1,050, your coins are costing more. You know, they're over $1,100 and approaching $1,200. And of course, the $20 gold pieces are a lot higher than that. So you got to remember that these prices are going higher, and so if you're considering getting into the market, I don't think there's any time to waste at this point in time.
Well, I agree with you, and of course we've been pleading with our listeners for a long period of time. And remember, I don't get a salary at all for what I do. I do what I do because I'm trying to warn people what lies ahead, and of course pointing out what's happening financially and what is happening from every point of view, trying to bring people into realization they're powerful spiritual forces that are certainly energizing these people who want to destroy the United States. Indeed, want to destroy Western and Christian civilization. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you're out there across America and you have a question for our guest. Why, of course, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, we see the government continuing to come up with all sorts of money. Where it's coming from, I'm really not sure, because if you look at the monetary increments like M1 and the M2, why, of course, they're down considerably from what they've been before. And yet we're told the Fed has somehow or other come up with some $12.3 trillion that's giving this to support the banks in Europe. What are we doing supporting the banks in Europe? Why, because they're all in this together, all in this same mode of deception to control the common people. But almost all of our major banks and many of our minor banks are bankrupt. I think, what are we up to? What, pretty close to 98 banks have closed so far this year?
Yes, and almost every Friday comes new ones.
And, of course, it's anticipated, I don't know whether it's going to come to pass, but it's anticipated that at least another 100 banks could close this year. Now, that would be pretty almost unthinkable, but certainly Meredith Whitney is a lot smarter than I am. Meredith Whitney is really a woman, works on Wall Street. She has something, a website called Fierce Finance. I go there every day and get her material. Some of it's excellent, you know, overall, though I think she has a grasp of what's going on. And she is saying that at least another 100 banks will close down. And I've read this, you know, that certainly on her website. And that's a pretty strong statement to make. She's talking about this year. We're talking about down the line. Thousands of banks going down. Now, our large banks, we're told, are too large to fail. And yet, of course, the woman who heads the Congressional Commission that's looking at TARP, I think her name is Elizabeth Warren, has said these large banks are too large to sustain. They ought to be allowed to collapse, or simply taken over, nationalized, sold off to smaller bits. But that's not going to happen, because these are the banks that control the government. They're the ones who control Congress. They're the ones who finance our senators. And they're part of the Trilateral Commission, and specifically Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Chase Manhattan, and then, of course, in the farm team, Bank of America, certainly, a few of the others. They are certainly all working in cahoots to defraud the American people. And, of course, to destroy contemporary society and merge us into this one-world system, which is the ultimate goal of the people who control the finances of the world. Well, so the businesses don't seem to be doing too well. You know, we hear that businesses, oh, my goodness, things look pretty good. It's going to be a great Christmas season, or is it going to be a great Christmas season? What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I can't imagine that it's going to be a great Christmas season, and I think we had that the last good season, and I don't think it was that good was last year. This year, I think it'll be much worse. We still have the real estate, commercial real estate to come unwind beginning prior to the holidays this year. And when you talk about these major banks and the way they've been funded in order to keep them running and the banks that are looking to fail, you know, when these derivatives and when the whole banking system collapses, and that's their goal and that's their design, there isn't going to be one bank that is safe. I mean, you can have a 4-star rating, 5-star rating on these banks, and every bank will be affected in some manner, just as every person, not only here but everywhere, will be affected in some manner, and it's just a matter of degree. And so I don't think we're looking to a very good holiday. I believe the confidence will probably continue to get lower. The only thing that raised any type of confidence to the consumer was the Dow running up to these levels of 9,700. And I think we're going to see that. I saw a report earlier today that they were looking for the Dow to be 6,500 by Christmas time, by the end of the year. And I'll tell you what, if that happens, this country will come to a screeching halt because people, again, have lost, and there will be no shopping at all.
Well, Chris, if we have a 9.8% unemployment rate that they will admit to, of course they're lying, as they always do. I mean, figures don't lie, but liars can certainly figure. You know, there's lies, damn lies, and statistics. Disraeli said that. Mark Twain picked it up, and I'm going to repeat it today because it's absolutely true. If you go to John Williams, he will tell you that shadowstats.com, he will tell you the true unemployment rate is about 20 point, or 21%. That is the unemployment, the underemployment, and the people who've given up looking for work. 20% of an unemployment, say 21%. Carry that over to a nation with 130 million jobs. You're looking at 25 to 30 million people unemployed. And what's keeping them going? Why, of course, grants from the federal government for their unemployment insurance. I mean, but how long can you keep paying out unemployment insurance when you're having to borrow $5 billion a day simply to pay your bills? And at what point does the whole structure begin to crumble? Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about this for a long time. But I will tell you, we're entering a period unlike anything you have ever seen before. And the America we have known will never exist again. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, we've got Mario calling from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Mario. Do you have a...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
295, but certainly back during the Great Depression, why we had, certainly about 25% unemployment. I think we're going there. Right now, the real figures of unemployment, they juggle the figures, you know, the old adage, figures don't lie, but liars can figure, and they put in something that death, birth rate ratios, and so they're juggling the figures. But during the Great Depression, why, certainly we didn't have the safety net that we have today. There were no food stamps. There was no long-term unemployment that just keeps going on as the government prints more and more money so that people can will not lose their homes. Too many of them, but they're going to continue losing their homes. In fact, it's estimated that probably 30% of the people who have home mortgages will lose them, and that's about 15, 17 million Americans are going to lose their homes, because when they lose their jobs, they're not going to be able to make the payments. And you get the impression, oh, the government's trying to prevent this, and everybody's kind of doing everything they can to keep people in their homes. But, Mario, it's all a lie. They want to impoverish the American people. That's why they're sending out jobs overseas. And things are going to get a lot worse in the coming years. So, maybe you don't see the manifestations of the Great Depression now, but, they put out $787 billion in the stimulus bill, and then, of course, they put out the $700 billion in TARP, and somewhere or other they came up with $12.3 trillion that they're spreading out throughout the world. And this will keep us going for a short period of time. But eventually, of course, we'll end up with a currency that is worthless. Now, that didn't happen back in the 1930s because at least even though they took away the ability of Americans to hold gold, our currency could not be indefinitely expanded and destroy the value of our currency. That is no longer the case.
If I could see just one comment, then I'll let you go. When I thought about it, I thought maybe it had to do with the fact that in the Great Depression, many people still lived on farms. A great percentage of the population still lived on farms, and they were able to grow their own food. Well, that would make sense comparing our unemployment with their unemployment back then, because those who lived on farms and were self-sufficient weren't hurt by unemployment.
I think that's a very valid point. I will tell you here that certainly the great food basket of America is the Central Valley of California. And they have systematically destroyed farming there. You're not hearing about this back in Flint, Michigan, but because of a 3-inch smelt that lives in the Delta, they get cut off farming in at least half and perhaps 2/3 of the Central Valley of America, the food basket of America. We're shifting our agriculture to other countries. We're shifting our mining to other countries. We're shifting our lumbering to other countries. We're shifting our manufacturing and jobs and industries to other countries. And down the line, this is going, of course, to impoverish our people. But the average American can't believe that our leaders would really do that. Why, they're doing the best they can. No, they're doing the worst that they can. They just can't let you know, Mario. You keep listening. Get the rest of the people back there in Flint, Michigan, listening, will you?
Okay, thank you.
God bless. And thanks so much. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, certainly, Melody, as you look and see what's going on, do you see the light at the end of the tunnel, or is that an oncoming freight train?
I think we're still viewing the freight train at this point in time. And often when we try to compare this, what we're going through with the Depression, you got to remember that we're only in the second year. And I think when we look back and after history is written and we're through this, I mean, I think they'll certainly revise a lot of the reports. And, I mean, when you look at the Depression, I mean, their first 2 years of the Depression, I mean, they had a rally in the stock market and everything, too. So, I mean, we're kind of following the same leg as the Depression, and we still have a long ways to go.
And I think people have to realize that when the Great Depression occurred in 1929, there were two rallies after that. Mm-hmm. And it really wasn't until 1933, 4 years later, 4 years from when the crash came, that the crash really hit rock bottom. So we've got a way to go before it hit rock bottom. And it didn't get better after that for a good long while. Well, Melody, now, as you, of course, have your finger on the pulse of people out there buying gold and silver, and I mean, I would have thought that this, what's happened in the last couple of days, your phone would have been just ringing off the hook, but it really wasn't, was it?
It's been very odd. It's been like in groups, and it was, the one thing I have noticed, that more and more people who say, well, I want to buy gold, tell me about it. And they need to learn about it before they actually make the purchases and so forth. It's been relatively calm. There hasn't been the urgency. There hasn't been any type of panic as we saw earlier this year. And I think that's all due to the markets being high. And they feel there is no need to protect those dollars now that are in the stock markets as they're riding it on the way up. And what's really sad is they have an opportunity to take back what they've at least have been able to recapture and protect it. And so many of them will probably just ride it right back down. And that's just human nature. It's what happens. And they think once it's going up that it's not going to come back. And if they listen, I mean, you can hear everyone talking about the surprise that the markets are at this level without any correction. And so the correction is coming. It's just a matter of when. So it's so there's a lot of new questions that are coming up when they're inquiring into gold and silver. They want to know more about it, and they're thinking. You know, people are in the process of thinking that they need to preserve their dollars. And I think what you're going to have is with all the news coming out on their local programs about gold. I watched my local news this evening, and I was a little shocked, though. They talked about gold. They talked about going to 1500, but then they were telling people to buy jewelry. That's the last thing you want to buy is jewelry with your money to preserve your purchasing power. But so a lot of people are confused. You know, they hear conflicting and silly comments like that. And
hold that thought, Melody. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest this evening, Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. That's 464-8295. And Melody, would you like to get out your telephone number, your website, so people would know how to get in touch with you?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Our telephone number here at Discount Gold and Silver is 1-800-375-4188. That is 1-800-375-4188. And if you'd like to visit our website, there's radio programs that are archived on a daily basis. There's the old question and answer about getting into precious metals. The website gives you a little bit of an idea about the company, about Discount Gold and Silver. And that website is, I mean, we believe in writing out the whole thing. I said earlier today, we don't text message and short versions of the website. It's discountgoldandsilvertrading.net is the website. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net is the website.
All right, fine. And certainly, if you get in touch with Melody, you'll get a lot of fascinating information and insight. How long have you been in the business of selling gold and silver?
A little over 15 years.
How did you ever get in the first place? You know, that's a little unusual job for a woman to have. Nothing wrong with it. A woman, I'm sure, can maybe do a better job than a man, but because it's an unusual occupation.
Well, you're absolutely correct. I do believe because I'm a female, I do a better job than the male of the business because I take a different approach. I look at things logically and simplistically, and I'm just not in there to. I don't usually sell one type of a coin to everybody just so I can make the profit. So I do have a little different look to things, and but my background and my work has been insurance for 12 years, and then I also spent about 10 years in the banking industry, the savings and loan industry, before that went under. And then I actually got into the a business that was a family situation in which I was able to, you know, after the savings and loan, it just kind of evolved into that. So.
Well, I'm glad you got into it, and I think it certainly is something that you can do, and certainly you do well, and certainly you've got a good reputation out there across America. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of sharks out there in the water in the gold and silver field, and you want to be very, very careful who you deal with. Just to shop around, but certainly we have a lot of good reports. We've never had a bad report on Melody, and this is why we're really pleased to have her working with us here at Radio Liberty. She supports us, and we support what she's trying to do, is to get people educated and get them to try to protect themselves. And it is so difficult for the average American to realize that the people who control our financial structure of our society and our government have a different agenda. Their loyalty is not to America, to preserving our jobs here, to preserving our wealth here. Their jobs is to transfer our wealth to other countries, and as I often say, to raise the living standards of the American citizen to that of the Mexican peasant. And once we've raised our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant, they will have accomplished exactly what they intend to do. And people say that's crazy talk. Well, all I can say is, why do you think we gave Chrysler to Fiat Motor Company so that they can open plants in Mexico? I mean, certainly, does that make any sense? Does it make sense that we're giving fabulous amounts of money to General Motors, $50 billion, to open plants, and they're opening plants in Mexico and in Brazil and in India and in Russia, does that really make sense? And only when you understand the globalist agenda of these people, whose loyalty is not to America, do any of the things going on today really make any sense? Well, at number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, if you have a question, you don't understand what is happening financially. What do you think about Ron Paul's effort to get the Federal Reserve System audited, and do you think it has a chance possibly of getting through? Because the Federal Reserve is one of the most powerful privately owned corporations in the United States. Most Americans think that the Federal Reserve is a government agency, but it really isn't. It's a privately owned, it's owned by the major banks. The major banks own the Federal Reserve. They own the stock in it. The president doesn't select the chairman of the Federal Reserve System. He is actually selected by the elite people who control the wealth of our nation, and they tell the president to nominate. He dutifully does what he's supposed to, and if he doesn't, why, he takes a trip to Dallas. And so anyway, I think it's about time people understood what is really going on behind the scenes. I had a fascinating conversation with Lindsay Williams. I don't know how many of our listeners remember Lindsay. Certainly, Melody, do you remember Lindsay Williams? Do you know who he is?
Absolutely, I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lindsay made a series of predictions to me personally in July of last year based upon his conversations with one of the people who is on the inside of what's really going on, a man he had known 35 years before when he worked on the Alaska pipeline. And, Sydney, you can read the story in my October 2008 newsletter as I lived what I think is an important part of history. Well, Sydney, Lindsay recently contacted this same man again and asked what was going to happen. This man is part of the ruling group that controls the world. And the man told Lindsay, as long as, of course, Lindsay did not reveal his identity, what was going to happen. And I will tell you that it was a chilling experience talking to Lindsay. It was on Tuesday when I got back from the East. And that was just yesterday, and we made a list of everything he said. But I'm not at liberty to tell you right now, but after October 22nd, Lindsay will be on our program, and you will be fascinated to hear what he was told. And some things I would have anticipated. Other things I would not have anticipated. I'm going to have to, of course, reappraise what I on certain issues, but, of course, one of the things that was said, I think I could repeat, and that is that the people who run the world seem to be very unhappy with Barack Obama. And, of course, if he does not shape up, he will not complete his term as President of the United States, and this is exactly one of the things that was said, but you're going to have to wait until after October 22nd to hear the Lindsay Williams story. But I will tell you, it'll be well worthwhile listening for, and you won't want to miss it, because I believe that there's a great deal of truth. There were seven things that Lindsay told me before. Six of them came to pass, and most of them were things I would never have suspected. So we're living in tumultuous times. We do have at least some glimpse of what's really going on behind the scenes, and I believe that the information is true. It would appear to be true, and we're just going to have to wait and see. So I give you something out there in the listening audience to look forward to, and of course you can make your plans accordingly. But well, back in October, in July of last year, when oil was about $140 a barrel, Lindsay told me that the price of oil was going to drop. I honestly thought oil was going to go to $200 a barrel. And, of course, a few days later, the price began to drop, and as you know, it got down to $30 a barrel. Well, what's going to happen to the price of oil in the coming months? What's going to happen to the price of gold and silver? What's going to happen to the possibility of a war with Iran? What's going to happen as far as our economy, as far as our currency? And you'll learn at least what Lindsay says in about, after the 22nd. So our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we'll just have to see if Lindsay votes as do us as well with these predictions as the prior predictions, which you never would have thought they would have come to pass, and yet they have.
I've heard that the things that he is going to release are quite chilling.
They are quite chilling. In fact, I actually took notes of what he told me, and but I'm really not at liberty to release all of this, but I'm really looking forward to getting it out, and hopefully people will listen, and those people who have been putting off taking action will not be paralyzed by fear, but will realize that this may be their last opportunity. Their very last opportunity to protect themselves and their families from the problems that lie ahead. Well, Cindy, what is your interpretation of what's going on, Melody? What do you think? Are we going to have a war with Iran in the near future? Are we going to have the economy begin gradually to improve? What is going to happen to the dollar? Is it going to be progressively destroyed, or are they going to be able to rescue our currency? What are your thoughts for the future?
Well, I don't think they'll be able to rescue the currency. I do believe that it will be revalued, and I think we have some very troubling times in the next 2 years. I also think that, I mean, war with Iran is going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow or again. I think that will probably be one of the final things that happens. And again, when you look to how all this has been created and how this has all been designed, they will need a war. It's that time. It has been talked about, and Israel will attack Iran, or it will between those two will be the start of it. So, I mean, I do see war with Iran. I know there's been a lot of, they just keep us in through the past several years. There's always been discussions of war. I believe the Middle East is just going to unfold. You still have all the problems with Pakistan and Afghanistan and everywhere else. So I don't think there can be any type of recovery. I think this nation is, when things go to the... How can I say? A new system is going to arise out of the dust, I believe. And whether it's one that will be accepted or liked or disliked, I don't think we're going to like it. A lot of things will have to happen. And I think this late nation has lost a lot. And I know the listeners to this program, the listeners to my program, I mean, we have very strong feelings about this country and how we would like to make it right, but I think a lot of things just remain to be seen. But I do think we have some terrible times to come, and we talk about gold, but oftentimes we forget about the other supplies that we need in our lives, and to simplify our lives during these times. And that's why we've talked about, in the past, 4 years, people were to get out of debt before all this happened, and to simplify your life to the best of your ability. And, store up on food and get some backup of water. I mean, these things are so important, and we forget about to remind people to do that and how important it is. And it doesn't matter if you have, a lot of money or a little money. There's things that you can do to help you and your family as these things unfold.
I agree with you totally, and I think that the most important message we can get out is be prepared and then understand that this is a spiritual battle. Unless you have a personal relationship with our Lord, you're not going to get through this. You're going to be like most people out there, just looking for a leader who's going to solve our problem. And there's no leader that's going to come on who is going to solve this problem, because it gets down to the very essence of who we are as a nation. And we become a corrupt, hedonistic nation. And, of course, God will not bless a hedonistic nation that's turned against him. And we hear all this talk about, oh, my goodness, you know, why are these crosses? There's somebody cut down a cross over in Monterey, and they have a cross out the middle of Mojave Desert. And we've got to take those crosses down because they're religious symbols. And there's the First Amendment guarantees the separation of church and state, and that's not what it says at all. We always used to be able to have crosses, nativity scenes, and all sorts of things that recognized the source of our freedom. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But they've taken the Spirit of the Lord out of this nation, and liberty will soon follow. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Melody, I want you to get out your website, your telephone number, one more time for our listeners.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188, 800-375-4188, and the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
And I haven't seen a run-up in the price of gold and silver such as we've seen in those last week or so. Going back to the first part of last year, and that was, of course, the only time I saw it before that was in the late 1970s, early 1980s, when we saw a similar run-up. Only, of course, it ran up and then it went back down again. I'm not certain it's going to go back down this time. In fact, I think because, of course, at least we had a semi-stable currency at that time. We are not going to have a stable currency as the other nations of the world turn to another type of reserve currency. There are $7 trillion in American dollars that are out there. All across the world, as for years we exported our inflation to other countries, and now those countries are holding most of the reserves in American dollars. And it's sort of like when you play musical chairs, and the music stops while you're searching frantically for a chair. And when the value of the dollar begins to plummet, all those countries are going to be rushing, of course, to get rid of their dollars, and they're going to be coming back into this country and flooding this nation. And, of course, this is what happened in Zimbabwe as the value of currency fell and fell and fell. There is no better way to destroy a great nation than to debauch the currency, and they're systematically in the process of doing it. Our leaders are not stupid. They're very well-educated people who know exactly what they're doing. You should read simply the writings of Alan Greenspan, his essay, Gold and Freedom, which he told Ron Paul. He believes every word of it. Get that essay and read it. Then read his book, Alan Greenspan's book, The Age of Turbulence, where he will tell you there is no better way to destroy a great nation than to debauch the currency. And not one person in a million will understand what's happening.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, you know, America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
With this nation, and because this was once a great Christian nation, and there are people who hate America, their loyalty is to a different dream, because, of course, they worship a different God. Well, Sydney, this is the time when I want to remind you about our October 25th, that's October the 25th, Sunday, October the 25th meeting right here in the Central Coast of California on the North Shore of the Monterey Bay. And great list of speakers, Dr. Calvin Albeck, William Grigg, Tom Horn, talking on his book, Apollyon Rising 2012. Apollyon Rising 2012, fascinating information of that, and of course the effort for human cloning, human animal cloning. And then of course Tom, Ashley Mote will be here from Europe, and I'll be speaking on vaccines, the information that you need to have to understand what's going on. So you're going to have reservations. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. I am really encouraged by the response we're getting, considering how bad the times are. But, of course, I think we'll have more people than ever before. And I will tell you, we had a great meeting last year, and I think it's going to be even far better this year. So the telephone number, since we're serving lunch, you're going to have reservations. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to get a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why, of course, you can get 60 copies of the book for a suggested donation of $149.95 plus shipping. And because you won't get the books, and we won't use your credit card number until such time as we have an adequate number of people who've ordered the books. But we think it's going to be a great opportunity. It'll give you a weapon to utilize in this battle, because, of course, it's not simply a historical recounting of what's going on, but, of course, an understanding of the spiritual nature of the battle that's taking place. Brotherhood of Darkness is a convenient, a short, but readily readable a book, and we've sold, I think it's in the 10th or 11th printing, and we want to keep it out there. And so if you can help us by buying a case of books, you're welcome to sell them, do whatever you want to. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You really need to get our material on the swine flu epidemic. It's a four-tape set, four-CD set. We have a four-CD set on vaccine update 2009. We have the excellent DVD by Dr. Russell Blaylock, of the vaccines and brain development, because vaccines damage brain development, and the last thing you'd want to do is give it a vaccine to a pregnant woman, and yet that's exactly what the CDC is recommending, even though the manufacturers recommend against it. Why would any pregnant woman take this? You've got to help us get the word out. They're destroying the minds of our children. And then, of course, you need to get the DVD, the Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. That's Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. It comes with a free CD-ROM with over 1,000 pages of government documents and scientific studies showing they know what they're doing, and now one in every 60 to 70 American boys. As of just this last week or so, why it's apparent that one to every 60 or 70 American boys is autistic, and their life is destroyed forever, and the evil people behind this who know what they're doing have succeeded. Do you know a better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the children? One in every six American children has a neurodevelopmental or learning or dyslexic disability. Didn't happen by accident. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.